Now,
well, the whole series of very serious allegations that you're making, which presumably you will hope will gain you victory in the Batley and Spen upcoming by-election. But if you don't win in these rather terrible circumstances for the government, you'd accept there must be some pretty serious questions about Labour's own performance.
Well, the first thing I'd say about Batley is that I completely condemn the disgusting abuse that our candidate, Kim, has received. And I want to send a message to people like George Galloway that you need to call out the behaviour. Some of our canvassers were attacked over the weekend, and that's not acceptable for the way in which we conduct ourselves in this country. We've got a great candidate in Kim. She knows the community like the back of her hand, and she'll be a great MP. And for me, I want to be Deputy Prime Minister of a Labour government that's in office that will scrap the cronyism at the heart of our government.
Sure, but you'd accept if voters aren't listening to you making those kind of claims, that could be quite serious for the Labour Party. Will you support Sir Keir Starmer either way, if you win or lose on Thursday's by-election?
Well, I don't agree that the public aren't listening. I think the public over the last couple of days have been really angry. Yes, they're really impressed with the rollout of the NHS vaccination programme, but when they see our NHS starved of the resources it needs, and Sadiq Javid, who's coming into that role
We're not hearing you pledging your support for Keir Starmer either way.
I absolutely pledge my support to Keir Starmer, but it's not about Keir Starmer this. This is about the government flagrantly disregarding the law and the rules which could put our national security at risk. And not only that, taxpayers' money is being wasted on contracts to their mates and Tory donors, and we don't know because they've been using private emails. Why are they using private emails to do that if there's nothing to hide?